DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
The show starts in one.
This is movie time.
Shang-Chi.
You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy have combined. Me and Billy have combined for one.
Billy's 100 years old.
You and I will go see this new Marvel. People are saying it's actually nuts.
I'm going to give it a rock hard 5 out of 6.
Don't spoil it. Do not spoil it. What's going on?
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dorm Podcast.
All right. Let's get to a Dork Minute here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Very excited. Football month is underway on the Hashtag Dork Podcast. Davey and I rewatched and reviewed Varsity Blues. It's available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Where do you stand on Varsity Blues?
Love Varsity
Amazing,
Blues.
Amazing, right?
So it won the, weren't you telling me this? It won the MTV?
No, it didn't win MTV. James Vanderbeek won Best Breakthrough Actor.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. At the 99 VMAs or something like that you were telling me? Yeah.
And funny enough, Katie Holmes won Best Breakthrough Actress for her performance in Disturbing Behavior. Clean sweep for Dawson's Creek.
Nice. Good work there. Big fan. Good move. It's been a while since I've seen it. Probably worth a rewatch.
It came out 26 years ago,
yeah,
which blew my mind. We were in high school for that.
Oh, for sure.
And so
I was like, this is not what my high school is like.
This is the same. There's this scene at the end of the movie where they win district, spoiler, and Charlie Tweeter, the wide receiver, as portrayed by Scott Kahn, is dumping beers on himself. He's like chugging beers and dumping beers on himself. I'm like, listen, I don't know how that happens in high school, but not on the field after the game.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're doing that.
Usually you save it for
somebody's
a party.
Somebody's parents are out of town.
Right.
Tweeter drank beer because that's what Tweeter does.
Yeah, that's true.
Tweeter does drink beer.
He does do that, yeah.
So that was a fun rewatch. I love that movie. Next week we are going to do The Program. We're doing The Program. 1993 is The Program. So we're going from high school to college. For this one.
Was that on purpose?
No, it kind of worked out nicely. Then maybe we'll do pro the following week.
Makes perfect sense.
It makes a ton of sense.
And the last one, you can do longest yard, prison league.
Prison league.
Yeah.
Where there are no rules.
That's true.
Yeah, no, I like that. We can do both longest yards. The Adam Sandler version and the Burt Reynolds.
One of Meggo's favorites.
The Burt Reynolds or the Sandler?
I forget which, but okay. She liked one of them, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she had a trash list, though. Remember?
She yeah, put she likes the football movies. Yeah. Remember? You didn't like that list.
No, the list wasn't good. I'm glad that the discussion was out there. I do appreciate that. All right, the best TV show on television right now?
Peacemaker?
Yeah, it's up for debate, actually. Peacemaker's very good. Alien Earth is very good. Another new episode of Alien Earth just came out yesterday on Hulu.
This is going to be a little more definitive. This seems like you're kind of wishy-washy.
I stopped myself because we're only one episode into Task.
Ah.
I'm in on Task. Greg Hill watched it yesterday.
Did not.
No, he wasn't.
No, I only caught the tail end of the conversation. Yeah. He did not seem super in on it.
What did he like about it?
He thought it was like kind of a slow. Yeah, so Nick likes it. He thought it was like a slow burn. I was like, I don't know. It's an hour long.
It kicks off in the last half.
It's only the first episode.
Right. It's the first episode.
Those tend to be slow burns, don't they? Traditionally?
Yeah, it's like they got to build these characters
up.
I think it's fantastic. I am all in on Task. Sunday nights at 9 on HBO, 7 total episodes. Tom Pelfrey, Mark Ruffalo. Looks like it's going to be a blast. FBI, there's some robberies. Some robberies happening.
Okay, I
it's
like
very,
that.
Very good.
I like that.
So I'm looking forward to that. How about this? So The Conjuring Last Rites was in theaters this past weekend. It had the third largest domestic opening for a horror movie and the number one opening weekend worldwide.
Wow.
No horror movie has ever made more money in its first weekend than The Conjuring Last Rites.
And I should know this, The Last Rites, what number is this?
So it's the fourth Conjuring movie, but if you add in like the Annabelles and the Nun, there's like 10 of these movies.
Okay.
And they're claiming it's the last one. Until it makes a ton of money, now they're like, oh, we might do a prequel. And we might do a TV series. So it's like, oh, okay. Also, this one is split. Wiggy told me his kids liked it very much, the new Conjuring movie. Stiz did not like it.
So Wiggy hasn't seen it?
Wiggy hasn't, but he said his sons who love horror movies saw it.
Well, Stiz is quite the curmudgeon when it comes to these horror movies. What was it? Yeah. Are you pulling up a tweet there or a text rather? Or no? It looked like you were pulling something
up. Yeah, I am. That was just a text.
No, I didn't know if Stiz was, if it was from Stiz dumping on the movie or whatever. Or was he doing that after the show yesterday?
No, it was actually our friend Will Fleming texting me about our mom's commentary. Yeah. Maybe he's listening on delay.
What's his mom's coming?
No. And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
We're the same. We're in the same boat. Yeah. We're probably about the same age, so we have the same taste.
You guys got like a chat going
on. A little side text about the moms.
I like that.
No. I'm saying Wiggy's kids liked The Conjuring movie. I haven't seen it yet. The first Conjuring movie is one of the great horror movies of all time. I would put it in the top 10. Mm. Every movie after that has been on a scale of like fine to bad of like Conjuring World.
Yeah.
So, like, this one, I don't have...
That's our McDaniels Vrabel May scale from earlier today. Yeah.
So, I don't have, like, the highest hopes in the world for this, but I'll definitely see it. But Stiz, as we've pointed out before, is sort of like a gatekeeper for horror. Like,
he's telling you what to like.
He's like the soccer fan, the hockey fan, being like, you don't understand horror.
Right.
So, he doesn't like this movie.
Yeah, he's an EPL guy.
Couple of other things. The Chair Company is going to be an HBO series starring Tim Robinson.
I like that.
It's got its release date October 12th. So we are now a month away from a Tim Robinson comedy.
Columbus Day.
Where he has an issue at work, and then it makes him go down like a conspiracy theory thing.
Nice.
Sold.
Yeah, I feel like I can already see how it's going to go, but yeah. I like it.
It's Tim Robinson freaking out.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch it just for the drops for new opens.
Correct. There's going to be plenty of good memes.
Rework the opens around that.
And then that way I can have a new set of memes and videos to tweet during Patriots games.
Yeah.
It's pretty much all just I think you should leave stuff.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Good to have some more.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
I haven't seen it yet, but currently streaming on Netflix right now is a two-part documentary about Charlie Sheen.
Bill, you've been watching, or were you just talking about it?
Talking about it. I think it came out today.
Okay. Oh, it's out today.
Okay. So got it.
Do you have any interest in this? Not really. Yeah. So he burned real hot a few years back.
Yeah.
And then I feel like he's been kind of out of sight, out of mind.
He was in this studio while he was burning real hot, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
But like... I don't know. Not all that interested. There was a clip they put out of Denise Richards talking about how on their first date, he really needed to watch the Barry Bonds game. So she went over to his house and watched baseball. And I was like, all right.
There was one thing he did. He bought the whole...
That's all that happened?
He bought every seat. Okay. I think it was a Reds game. He bought every seat in like the left field grandstand.
Oh, to get the ball or whatever?
It was like him and like five or six of his friends just hanging
out. I think that's neat.
He just wants a baseball.
He's a psycho like baseball fan.
He's like the lady at the Phillies game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just wants a baseball. That's all. Yeah,
he's also a bit of a Lothario. I believe he's been with many women. And you know what? He actually said on the record, this isn't me telling stories out of school. He said, of all the women he's been with, I'll make this as PC as possible.
Yeah, please.
The one that he enjoyed his time with the most.
Sure, yeah.
You want to take a guess?
Well, since you said that, I'm going to stick with Denise Richards.
Oh, well, you would think.
Yeah.
Jennifer Grey.
Yeah, he said that
from Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
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 Interesting.
Dirty Dancing.
Makes you kind of wonder.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Makes you think. My mind is a flutter. Also coming out on Netflix on the 20th of this month is 28 Years Later, which is a movie I've not seen yet, but I've heard great things about. One of the top movies of the year. And finally, Jones, Spinal Tap 2 comes out this weekend, 41 years, I want to say, after the original. And the original is one of the great movies ever.
Great.
I don't know how comedy sequels decades after the first one do, but I will see this. I think we're going to do a dork.
We had our
this.
Doubts about Happy Gilmore 2, which I still think to this day about watching. I've not gotten there yet, but I do. It's crossed my mind.
You might press play on that bad boy.
Yeah.
But Spinal Tap 2, I'll let you know how it is on Monday.
Okay. Hashtag Dork Minute every Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.